Rebo. Aujourd'hui les mamans débrouillées, tu fais mieux que tout le monde.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome to another edition of Talking Drum Studios Cameroon program. We are in Bamenda precisely. We have a lot for you people over there today. With me in the studio are other members of Talking Drum Studio and one group, a cappella group. I'll begin by introducing myself. I'm Gamkong Gerard. Next to me, I'll give the mic to my colleague who will also give an introduction about himself.
Thank you once more for tuning in to this edition. I'm Festus Ufo. We are transmitting from Bamenda, the northwest province of Cameroon, and in Africa. Here in our programs, we have a huge package for you out there. We have
Yeah, we are sorry. We had some technical breakdowns, but due to our able Michelle, he has reconnected us back to you people. So we'll continue the program. In our items today, we'll have a sketch from Talking Drum Studios members, the news, major news making items in Cameroon this week, and then we also have reasons why Hevetas is leaving Cameroon, precisely Bamenda and Kumba, the two areas where they worked in, and then we'll have the a cappella group giving you some bars of music over there. Yeah, thank you. We'll continue with a sketch of with a prayer from one member of Talking Drum Studios Cameroon.
Well, it's a prayer for you today. Stars don't struggle to shine. Rivers don't struggle to flow. Also, you will never struggle to excel in life because you deserve the best. Hold on to your dream and it shall be well with you. Amen. The eyes beholding this message shall not behold evil. The hand that will send this message to others shall not labor in vain. The mouth saying amen to this prayer shall laugh forever. Remain in God's love. Good morning. Your dream will never die. Your plans will never fail. Your destiny will not be aborted. The desire of your heart will be granted in Jesus' name. Say a big amen. Money will know your name and address before the end of this month. If you believe, send it back to all your friends. None goes to the river early in the morning and brings dirty water. As you are up this morning, may your life be clean, calm and clear, like the early morning water. May the grace of the Almighty support, sustain, and supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. The will of God will never take you where the grace of God will not protect you. I see something good happening to you today. Something that you have been waiting to experience. This is not a joke. You are going to receive a divine visitation that will move your life forward mightily by the outworking of God's unstoppable power. You are blessed beyond all curses in Jesus' name. Do you ever wonder why you gave me your email address? This morning, I knocked at heaven's door. God asked me, "My child, what can I do for you?" And I said, "Daddy, please protect and bless the one reading this message." God smiled and answered, "Request granted."
Thank you so much, Free Mabel. Now we are going to have a burst of music from The Chariot, the a cappella group here in our studio.
Well, thank you very much, the a cappella group called Chariots. We thank you very much for that burst of music. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue with the program. Now we have a sketch from Talking Drum Studios, Cameroon.
Before the sketch, I would like to ask the a cappella group why they acted, what inspired them to come up with this wonderful music.
Well, really, what inspired us to come up with this is to evangelize and pass out the message onto others who have not yet received Christ, and also to others who already know Christ, that they should be encouraged and they should do more work for God.
Thank you so much. Before we get to the sketch, we'll be coming back for the sketch in a few minutes. Thank you.
Je suis votre libérateur. Je vais mourir pour vous.
The topic of our sketch today is youth in nation building. And here it goes. At the dawn of another year, 2007, when Cameroonians are preparing to go to the polls for municipal and legislative elections, every citizen is called upon to respond positively to this invitation by registering and casting their votes. Political participation is one of the yardsticks in a democratic dispensation. This time around, the focus is on the youth to actually take part and change the fate of Cameroon. It is not just a game by the old and for the old, but the youth also have a say in the decision-making process. The wind of change is blowing. Will you be left out?
Why waste your time and energy to go in for elections when you know fully well that though the results of the election are not yet out, the list of the winners have already been written down and sealed? I wonder how you as an insignificant individual can change the situation of this country. Voting or no voting makes no difference.
Why should you talk like that? Everyone's vote counts.
But that is not the case in Cameroon, where everyone's vote does not count.
What then do you think could be done to ameliorate the situation of this country?
Let us computerize the electoral system, starting from registration, counting right up to the point of proclamation of the results. The Ministry of Territorial Administration should have no influence in election matters. An independent electoral commission should be set up, and transparent ballot boxes should be put in place.
Already, the government is doing everything possible to ameliorate the electoral system by the creation of ELECAM, that's Elections Cameroon, which is an independent electoral body to replace the National Elections Observatory NEO. She has as mandate the supervision and control of elections in Cameroon to ensure free, fair and transparent elections.
What then is the function of ELECAM?
ELECAM will be in charge of controlling future elections in Cameroon, independent of the government, thereby ensuring that registration to proclamation of results is done in a free, fair and transparent manner. This will be an opportunity for the youths to collaborate and be actively involved in the decision-making process of the country. We therefore call on the entire youth population to register and cast their votes.
Okay, that I will do immediately, since I am now sure of a free, fair and transparent election.
Yes!
Énorme cul que ce soit, détrompez-vous s'il vous plaît. Que celui qui me tue ne reste pas pourri. Loga, le libérateur. Titi Pierre. Bakala, Bawa, Dibisson. La tête, la tête. Bawa, Dibisson. La tête, merci. Ils ont toujours pris dans ma tête.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry again for this technical hitch we had here, but we continue with the program. Everything we believe is on good footing now. Now we get a buzz of music from the a cappella group, The Chariots.
Sing. Hey, brothers, hey. Hey, sisters, hey, hear the voice of the Lord is calling. Hey, brothers, hey, hey, sisters, hey, hear the voice of the Lord is calling.
He's calling for
you and for me. Go to the house of the Lord.
He's asking us to
go make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
He's asking us to
go make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Start from
Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Start from
Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth.
To Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth.
To Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Start from
Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth.
To Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth.
To Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth.
To Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
That was wonderful, The Chariots. Now we're going to move to the next item, which is news making events in Cameroon. That is Cameroon this week, as seen by our able correspondent, Gam Conjera.
Well, before I give you the major news items that made news in Cameroon this week, after that we'll have a presentation by Festus Four, my colleague from TDS. He's going to give us a talk on the mandate of the former UN Secretary General, that's Kofi Annan. He's going to give an awesome talk about what he did and what he did not do. In short, he's going to give us a retrospective of Mr. Kofi Annan's history as UN Secretary General.
Now we get the news making events in Cameroon from Gamcon Gerard.
The week was really a great one for Cameroon, beginning by the hilarious visit to Cameroon by the Chinese president or the Chinese presidential couple. The president of the People's Republic of China was in Cameroon during the week with his wife, President Wu. President Wu Jintao and wife were in Cameroon for a 3 days official working visit. As concerns religious news in Cameroon, there is going to be the consecration of the new Archbishop Auxiliary of Yaoundé, Christopher Zwa, tomorrow in Yaoundé. He will be the assistant to the Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Archbishop Tonem Bakon. The Kizakam Company of Cameroon during the week signed an accord with the French company Volet Propriété. Kizakam should be noted is the national garbage disposal company in charge of disposing all waste in the major town of Yaoundé. During the week, we also have the holding of Ordinary General Assembly. NYO should be noted is the National Elections Observatory. NYO was created by a presidential decree to organize elections in Cameroon, and it has been replaced by ELECAM, but it's still responsible for elections because ELECAM has not yet been put into place. So NYO will still continue to organize elections until ELECAM fully takes over. Today was commemorated in Cameroon as the National Bilingualism Day, and the key or the theme of the on the occasion was bilingualism, the key to success and promotion of development. It should be noted that Article 1, Subsection 3 of the Cameroon Constitution states that French and English will be the official languages in Cameroon. As concerns sports, it should be noted that Cameroon is a very good sporting country. Harry Hand, coach of the Indomitable Lions, is threatening to resign, and most Cameroonians are very unstable as if Mr. Harry Hand will continue as coach of Cameroon or not. It should be noted that he took over from another coach that just resigned, and it's just 4 months ago that he has been coach for the Indomitable Lions, and if he does proclaims it publicly, though he has already publicized it in the public and private press, that he will surely resign because he hates the way or the manner in which football is being carried out in Cameroon. We will continue by giving you the life history of Kofi Annan as Secretary General of the UN before I continue with what prompted the visit of the Chinese president to Cameroon and the events that marked the 3 days visit of the Chinese couple to Cameroon. I'll hand the mic to my able friend Festus Ford to give you a brief rundown of Kofi Annan's mandate as UN Secretary General.
Thank you, Gamcon Gerard. Kofi Annan, the lampstand of Africa. Following talks in Cameroon and Africa as a whole, Kofi Annan is widely considered as one of the most effective leaders in the history of the United Nations. Born some 68 years ago in Kumasi, Ghana, Kofi Annan will be leaving positive traces on the roots of the United Nations. As the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations, his second mandate ended on December 31, 2006, at the helm of this organization. As Secretary General since January 1, 1997, Annan has been a key player in virtually every major international concern for the past 10 years. The 68-year-old native of Kumasi, Ghana, who joined the UN in 1962 as a staff for the United Nations World Health Organization in Geneva, knows how to get nations to work out their differences without feeling threatened. Among his top priorities as chief scribe of the United Nations have been a comprehensive program of reform, development and the maintenance of international peace and security, promotion of human rights, the rule of law, and universal values of equality, and also thriving to reach out to new partners and bring the United Nations closer to the people. As the first UN Secretary General to be elected from the ranks of the United Nations staff, the soft-spoken Annan left landmark projects in the domain of fighting poverty and human suffering. In Africa, in April 2000, for example, he issued a report on the UN's role in the 21st century, outlining actions needed to guard the environment and protect peoples from violence. Before becoming the seventh Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Annan held senior positions in diverse range of areas at United Nations headquarters in New York, including Human Resource Management, 1987 to 1990, Budget and Finance, 1990 to 1992, and Peacekeeping, March 1992 to December 1996. He also executed a number of special assignments. A solid training in management coupled with his proficiency in English and French gave Kofi Annan the required foundation for his United Nations mission. After studies at the University of Science and Technology in Kumasi, the young Annan went on to complete his undergraduate work in economics at Macalester College in the United States in 1961. From 1961 to 1962, he undertook graduate studies in economics at the Institut Universitaire des Hautes Études Internationales in Geneva. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry again for this technical hitch. We continue from where we stopped. Sierra Leone, Liberia, Congo Democratic Republic, and Cote d'Ivoire, amongst others, are all witnessing a semblance of peace.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, that the chariot is here to tune.
Oh, now I tell it,
go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that the chariot is yet to be.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard them singing, "The chariots are here to preach." Now, we thank them so much for that buzz of music. Now, we'll now continue with what made news in Cameroon today. My colleague, Gamcon Gerard, is going to move detailly on the reasons why the Chinese presidential couple visited Cameroon during the week.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Festus. For, as I earlier said, China is very close friend to Cameroon, and 2 months ago, that is in November, the president of Cameroon and wife, Mr. Paul Biya and Ms. Chantal Biya, were in China for the Sino-Africa Summit. They were invited by the Chinese president, and they had to accept the invitation. In return, Mr. Biya, who had an audience with the Chinese president in China, invited him to also pay a return visit to Cameroon, and that was done in 2 months' time. A few days ago, that's about 3 days, 2 days ago, the Chinese presidential couple also decided to say yes to Mr. Paul Biya's call for them to visit Cameroon. Highlights during that visit was a Sino-Cameroon cultural gala that was organized at the conference center in Yaoundé, a visit by the Chinese presidential couple to the Yaoundé Gynecoobstetric and Pediatric Hospital that was constructed by the Chinese government, visit to a sports complex to be constructed in Yaoundé by the Chinese government. We also have the Chinese presidential couple were also treated to a state honor banquet at the presidency of. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are really sorry for this mix up today. We don't know, but by the grace of God, we are going to come to the end of the program when everything will be fine. I was giving you a rundown of why China is one of the greatest economies today in the world. And as I said, China is a very good friend to Cameroon. We will now progress by giving you the reasons why Helvetia is leaving Cameroon. My friend will play a bass of music too before we continue.
La vie de tout un chacun est tracée, on est forcé par le destin. T'as dit que tu seras président, tu le seras. La vie de tout un chacun est tracée, on est forcé par le destin. T'as dit que tu seras ministre, tu le seras avant de mourir. Même s'il faut attendre longtemps comme mon cher Mila, l'ambassadeur. La vie de tout un chacun est tracée, on est forcé par le destin. C'est dit que tu seras ministre. La vie de tout un chacun est assez haut. On ne pense plus par le destin. C'est dit que tu seras commandant.
Tu le seras avant de mourir.
John Bocoro, ma main d'accord. Il s'est longa longa. Manolayo, côté. Because, Gustav is the best. Thank you, Bocoro.
Yeah, right now we're getting back to, we're sorry for the interruption. Right now, this is still the Talking Drum Studios. And you know, one of our vision is to have an ideal world for all, for Cameroon. That's the vision of the Talking Drum Studios. And right now, Festus will give us a poem on a dream of an ideal world. Yeah, we are sorry for the mix up. You know, we're in Africa, so everything is just well. Anyway, we'll have to forget. We'll have to just take things the way they are. We are quite sorry for the interruption. We'll continue with our poem.
A dream of an ideal Cameroon. Early this morning, as I got out of bed, I saw a Cameroon of no Bulu, no Sawa, no Bamenda, no Bamun, no rich, no poor, no tall, no short, no fat, no slim, no hunger, no thirst, but one of gender equality, food for all, work for all, justice and security, education for all, respect for all, and a healthy environment, a place where the voice of every citizen is being heard. I was so happy and exuberant because Cameroon became a brotherhood, not just a neighborhood. But I saw tears running down my cheeks. It was a dream.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Festus Four for that energetic poem. We will now continue with another burst of music from the Chariot members.
Slicing studio.
Nae shile cook.
Show
we oh. Say woman no fine. Show we oh. Show we oh. Look how we woman in the world. Look how we woman in the game. Look how we woman in the world. Look how we woman in the game. Woman, woman, woman if I know, woman a mami, na idi bombi, idi ku we chop, idi ku we heart, woman a mami, may we clap for him. Woman, woman, woman if I know, woman a mami, na idi bombi, idi ku we chop, idi ku we heart. Woman, mami,
may we clap for you. Now who talk say woman is no fine? Now who talk say woman is no fine? Now who talk say woman is no fine? Now who talk say woman is no fine?
Show we you,
show we you. Say woman is no fine. Show we up, show we up, oh. Look at where humanity walk. Look at where humanity get. Look at where humanity walk. Look at where humanity get. Woman, 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 if I know. Woman, I'm a me, I deep on me. Ili kuwi cho, ili kuwi hae.
Well, that was a chariot. That was great. As I can say, that was quite great. But, you know, please, I would like to ask one of the chariot members what the message behind their music. To some of our listeners out there, I don't know, they would not probably get know what you're actually saying because it was actually in a dialect. So please, can you give us what the message behind your music?
Well, this music entitled Woman is just music dedicated to all the women around the world, and the music is some sort of thanking the mother in particular for what he has done for all of us as humans and for the things she has been doing for us even right up till now. We know that women are still a powerful stance unto life.
Yes, Mr. President, whoever you are from the a cappella group. You guys look very young. I can see you, your ages may range from 15 to 18. And it's very difficult these days to find guys like you to group up and sing something. How did you guys, from where did this idea come up, and how did you find grouping up yourself? What happened? What inspired you people?
Well, we have seen many things going wrong, especially around we, the youths, around our age composition, and we see that many things are really going wrong and we need to correct them by passing out gospel messages onto those who listen to us.
I know singing cannot just be carried out like that. You people must have one or two problems. What is your major problem as of now?
Well, the major problem we have right now is we lack a uniform to some sort of look presentable wherever we are, and also we are financially down because this is still really a young group and made up of students.
Well, thank you very much. We know finances is a problem in any association. Well, we want to ask you over there to send questions, or if you have any doubt about what we are saying, you can just write, then we give you a clarification. We now listen to some bars of music.
So now we are here, a woman, a girl, who is, and we will show, yes, how it is when the people are speaking pidgin here, because most of the people are speaking pidgin, or not?
Sure.
So you now you tell a story in pidgin, or not?
Let's see. I see Kate in front of that gate. As I see Kate,
I go greet Kate. You know how we girls them like to make people wait, she come rotate. I tell Kate say if we intimate, we no go separate. Kate give me your date for date on the 28th at around 8. On the 28th before 8, I come ready my gate to go extra straight. As I reach, Gedman tell me say make I wait. I tell you say na Kate at the look. He say, you know one when guys then become secret after 8, say you know they appreciate. I tell you say I get for life say I be Kate a relative. Now he make it picking the call. I see picking the shout, Kate, now so love picking the penetrate. I take Kate go restaurant. He chop 4 plates, drink 3 crates. Nobody say I they exaggerate. I know he estimate the rate. I tell Kate say this no be the end of this date. See, I still get something for check him. I make Kate lie straight like a slate. Before I want realize, I say, Kate, this thing don't depreciate.
So I don't know if the people in Switzerland understand. I understand nothing. But okay, it sounds like this pitching. What can you tell us? What is pitching?
So me, I can say pidgin is a language which many Cameroonians know. It is just like English, but it has a different way. Yes, it is order. Yes.
I heard in the school the people don't. It's not allowed to speak pidgin. Is it true or not?
It's true.
It's true. Why?
The teachers and other important people consider it to be, I don't really know how to put it, but...
Well, Pidgin is not an official language in Cameroon. We know we have two official languages, that's English and French. Pidgin came as a result of the colonial days when the colonial masters arrived as the British. When they came, they had no means of communicating with the indigenous population. So Pidgin had to come out as a medium of exchange to communicate with the whites, and so they needed translators or interpreters who could interpret what the indigenous population was saying. So at that time the people were speaking Pidgin, as I can say, Pidgin originated from English. That's good English, as we say, what the British man calls good English, and it is not an official language, so it is not allowed in schools to be taught, because only official languages are allowed to be taught in schools in Cameroon, that's French and English. So Pidgin is just a lingua franca and not an official language.
Okay, so it was this Pidgin. We make a bit, I think for many people in Europe it's very interesting to hear it, because I was astonished too to hear this kind of language, and I still don't understand nothing. Okay.
Pidgin is accepted in places like markets, that's in commercial sector, and not in schools and institutions, because you know Pidgin actually affects English language. You know, English language has its own format. I can say Pidgin actually affects it. That's why it's not legal. It's not legalized.
Well, thank you, Free Mabel. We are going now to continue with the program. As we said, we're going to give you a talk about helvetas, why they are leaving Cameroon.
Maybe before helvetas, we should inform the people. It's today, for 2 days, we have a workshop with a software for school here, and with 6 teachers, and it was very interesting, and the people want to follow. The problem is that if we do it with internet, the connection is so bad that we can nearly not work, because the people, most of the time, they must wait. And the other problem, if we have no internet, we must build a new network, and we are still waiting for material. So that's what the latest news from our project. So on Monday we go further with wireless test. We have made, as you know, an antenna made in Bamenda with material from Bamenda, and we reach now nearly 1 kilometer, and we will try to go further on Monday. So that's the news of a project we are doing here. Okay, now I give the word back to you about the problem of Helvetia.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we continue, we would like you people to ask us questions. It's not good we're only talking. We want questions to know if you people are really clear with everything we are saying. Helvetia's Cameroon is leaving Cameroon probably this month, and Helvetia should be noted is a Swiss non-governmental organization, Swiss Association for International Development. And Helvetia has worked in Cameroon for over 40 years, and as you know, any NGO has its mandate. It's not because of finance that Helvetia Cameroon is actually leaving Cameroon, but it's because the mandate has come to an end and they have to go to other countries they see it worthy of being there. They have worked in Cameroon for 40 years, and the main idea why Helvetia came to Cameroon was to provide rural areas or the less developed places in Cameroon with potable water, and as of now they have done an excellent job. Most localities have potable water today, good bridges, and farm to market roads. Helvetia, and Helvetia started in Kumba. By then it was called Sata, and today it moved to Helvetia. But it should be noted that Helvetia is leaving already. They have implanted another NGO known as CAT, and CAT will continue the projects that Helvetia left undone. Though it's not fully Helvetia again, but if Helvetia has to carry out any other project in Cameroon, it will be done under the name of CAT. And so most of the workers that will be working in CAT will be former workers of Helvetia, and the projects that Helvetia carried out with technicians, the same technicians will work with CAT, and it's not really many people will have to lose their jobs or something like that. The same workers will continue working with CAT, and so that's the main reason why Helvetia is leaving Cameroon.
Maybe I can add something as a Swiss, because I don't know the situation here, but I know the situation in Switzerland, and why it happened. This is because now in Switzerland and in all Europe is an economic crisis, and they say they have no money for project for Africa or something like this. If they want money, they want to invest money, and they hope they can take more money as they give. That's the main reason. And now we have a new minister in Switzerland, and he's a racist, and he tell on the public that it's not possible to do anything in Africa because with African we cannot work properly, something like this. And I think is our goal to see is not like this. We can do something in Africa, and but we cannot do if the people only want to take money from Africa and leave the people in poverty.
Yeah. Thank you. You said you were a native from Switzerland. I think if Africa is poor today, it's not due to the fact that the people really like poverty, because even in Europe there are poor countries everywhere in the world. But I think if Helvetia is leaving Cameroon because they say they lack finances, then that I would say as an African and a Cameroonian and somebody who is found in a locality that Helvetia has been working, I would say then it's not good. Because in every place, if an NGO is coming into a country, you already prepare a budget. You are coming to provide something for the people, and that will be beneficial to the people. And in return, what the population should give you should be collaboration. And I think for my many years that I've known Helvetia, they have been collaborating. The population has been collaborating with Helvetia to provide waters to localities, and the localities have been collaborating with them. So if a minister is in Switzerland who is a racist, then that should just be the reason. He does not want to implement his own policies in Africa. And I think carrying the money to develop another developed area would instead be more of a waste than investing it in a place where they don't have the resources. Because if you refuse now to develop Africa, then where are you going to develop? Still the Western world, which is already developed, where are you going to go to?
Okay, I don't know how long we will, because it's already 7 o'clock. I think we must, I don't know, what is your plan?
Well, for now, I think that if we could have questions from that way, so we could actually know the situation that way, I would be quite grateful.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be very delighted if we can have your responses over there, because it's already 6 o'clock in Cameroon, 7 o'clock in Cameroon, I beg your pardon. So we'll be very happy if we can receive questions from over that way. We treat you to some bars of music.
Après de privatiser nos sociétés, nous envoyer à la mort. Si vous privatisez toutes nos sociétés, qu'allons-nous faire? Si vous privatisez toutes nos sociétés, qu'allons-nous faire? Ouais, voilà la carte.
Privatisez, oh, privatisez.
National,
privatisez, oh.
Yeah, dear listeners, due to time constraints, we will not be able to continue the program. We have many things to do, many things to say, but due to time constraints, we just have to postpone the questions to next week, same time, that's 7 o'clock Cameroon time, 6 p.m. Cameroon time to 7 p.m. And I think...
Yeah. We want to thank everybody that took part in this session of Talking Drum Studios Cameroon. That's the a cappella group, a very young, energetic, nice-looking guys who participated. And we want to say hi to you guys over there, especially to our coordinator, Heidi Schmidt. I know she's listening very much to, to us, and she will certainly have questions to ask us in the net. goodbye to you people. I was Gamkong Gerard.
Well, thank you once more for listening to this program. We wish you will tune in again same time, 6 p.m. on Wednesday for another edition of Talking Drum Studios. While we say bye-bye from the hills of Bamenda, Northwest Province of Cameroon, we say bye-bye from Africa. And before we go, we want the Chariots to bid you farewell. And once again, it's bye-bye from the Talking Drum Studios.
Brothers, my sisters, my brethren, repent now. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he go kill you. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he go kill you.
Give your life to Jesus.
My sisters, the devil, he go kill you.
Give your life to Christ.
My sisters, the devil, he go kill you. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he go kill you. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he go kill you.
Give your life to Jesus.
My sisters, the devil, he go kill you.
Give your life to Christ.
My sisters, the devil, he go kill you. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he go kill you. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he go kill you. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he go kill you. My brothers, my brothers, my sisters, the devil, he will kill you. My brothers, my sisters, the devil, he will kill you. The chariots, my sisters, the devil, he will kill you.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Same time, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Kabul time. We want to thank Michelle and Collins, technical, for the technical crew. Thank you so much.